Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 478 of the Big Boo Cast. On this week's episode, Melanie is going to tell us all about how she's tried on every single pair of jeans that she owns. Every single pair. I'm going to talk about just some stuff I did this past week in different ways connected to my college friends. And we're going to talk about our thoughts related to the national championship. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. We have a fun new $10 level where Melanie and I are reading the issues of Southern Living together. We just recorded our first Southern Living episode with the January-February issue, and in the Lord's kind providence, it's all about chicken wings. Which, I mean, Melanie talking about chicken, that was a full day. Anyway, you can subscribe to that at patreon.com/bigboo if you're interested. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 478. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
What is happening in San Antonio, Texas?
Listen, it is a gorgeous day. I feel like winter has really shown up in the last like week and a half here. Like we've had some like good cold weather and it's crisp and the sun is out today. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, I think all the leaves have mostly fallen from the trees. So there is not a leaf blower in sight currently.
Well, I mean, we will rejoice for the next year over that.
That's what I'm saying.
Until it starts again.
So that is pretty much that. I just need to start off by saying that Aggie basketball beat the Texas Longhorns in Austin on Saturday.
Yes, she did.
Buckyball continues to stun and amaze. Done and amazed. Now, we ended up in two overtimes with Tennessee earlier in the week that we ended up losing because there was actually, I think the officials made a bad call. Imagine that. But anyway, we did not win that game, but we did come back and beat the Longhorns. This week, we play the Mississippi State Bulldogs in College Station.
And we're on a little bit of a skid.
Well,
we've had a rough go. We lost by one to Ole Miss this past weekend. Mm-hmm. We lost to Alabama. It's just, it's been not great, but, you know, maybe redemption is ahead.
Maybe so. I hope personally it doesn't come at Reed Arena. I hope
that's
that
fair.
We pull that out. That's just, you know, it is what it is. And then we play Alabama this week too. So we've got a big slate. And then I think Gully and our friend Meredith, we've decided we're going to go to a game in a couple of weeks. And I went ahead and bought tickets yesterday because I thought, you know what? These tickets seem pretty reasonably priced and these prices could either go way up or way down, depending on what happens.
Right,
but let's
right.
just go ahead. We're going to take the gamble and do it right now.
That's a good call. Yeah. Our women did beat Kentucky yesterday, and Kentucky was number 7. That was a big, big win for us.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that was exciting. Mm-hmm. And they beat them pretty handily, I will say.
Okay.
So that was great. I, of course, remain focused on baseball as really.
Yes.
I'm not going to give too much away with what I'm about to tell you, but I was at a wedding in Mobile this past weekend. We'll talk about that in just a little bit.
Okay.
After the wedding, I was standing in front of the church talking to a couple of longtime diehard Mississippi State people.
Okay.
And I will say that the information I received about our baseball team put a spring in my step and a song in my heart.
Oh, listen, I'm so happy for you.
Well, listen, that does not mean anything. Because, and we even said that at the church. Like, we understand if it could still all go so south, but the optimism is high. That can also mean the heartache is significant.
Yeah. So I will tell you that can sometimes be the case.
We will hold both these things, right?
Yes.
We will not cling too tightly in one direction or another. It's mm-hmm. just nice to continually find reinforcement for reasons to hope. So
yes, 100%. Yes, anyway. Don't we all need reasons to hope?
Yes,
you know,
and we're so close. I mean, it's just a month away, so.
Which is just crazy. It's around the corner. I do have to say, now listen, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself because today is just January 19th. I don't feel like this January has dragged on as long as January's of years past. I'm not entirely sure why.
I do.
Okay. All right.
I do.
Right.
And in fact, there's a group I get together with of some boy moms from Alex's grade. Mm-hmm. And we have supper once a month. But, you know, and I just go when I can because sometimes I have speaking stuff, you know, or I'm out of town or whatever. Anyway, it's this week. And one of them said, what a great thing to do in February.
Oh.
And I thought that feels right because, and I had completely wiped out this week in my mind. Like I thought this week was the last week in January.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, but alas, we still have a little ways to go. So,
Well, it's weird to me because tonight, so we're recording this on Monday as we do, and tonight is the college national championship. And I feel like, man, college football seems like that was all happening a long time ago. Like, or is that still going on?
Well, like, you kind of checked out a few weeks ago.
I did. Mm-hmm. As of December 19th, I pretty much checked out. But it just feels like, wow, so that's still happening. So anyway, we don't know. By the time this comes out, we'll know who our national champs are. I'm thinking, I can't imagine it's not Indiana.
I can't imagine it's not Indiana.
It just feels like they're a team of destiny. Listen, I saw on Instagram yesterday where Holly Rowe had just come from Indiana's practice and she was almost in tears about how precious this team was and the way they were all hugging each other. And this is our last practice and I love you guys. And
did Fernando Mendoza write a poem?
I
just feel
did.
Like he would write a poem, you know, and it would rhyme and it would be adorable.
Adorable. Adorable. And so anyway, he was like, guys, I just love you so much. You're my best buddies. You're my best friends. It'd be like Buddy the Elf. He's like,
I'm
Buddy the Elf. Yeah.
I'm a cotton headed ninny muggins.
That's it.
That's, you know, that's one of my favorite little tweet things I've seen over the course of the last year.
Yeah. He's like,
that's what he says when he drops the ball.
Smiling is my favorite. Smiling is my favorite. So, and then Kurt Cignetti is just going to be over there ready to murder somebody on the sidelines.
Oh.
So, you know.
Now, you know how some football coaches, and Jeff Lebby's one of these, but they talk about football. Cole's also one of these people. They talk about football in terms of violence. You know, like Jeff Lebby always, and again, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it hadn't kicked in yet, but he always tells the Bulldogs, we're going to go play with great violence. I feel like that's part of Kurt Cignetti's lingo as well. You know,
100%.
I saw this morning where he said it was time to sharpen the saw, and I was like, sir?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's aggressive. That's aggressive. Listen, speaking of the juxtaposition of violence in football, I'm going to tell you that this weekend, Perry and I watched Saturday and Sunday, we finished it. We watched the prequel to Terminalist on Amazon Prime. It's called Dark Wolf.
Oh, God.
Listen.
Oh.
I have to say, it was really good. Like, it's a lot more violent than anything I would normally watch alone, but we watched it. But Taylor Kish, who was Tim Riggins, is the main character on it. And so I'm going to tell you that I tickled myself and probably made Perry want to throw himself out a window with the amount of times that I would say things like, I feel like his time under Coach Taylor on the Dillon Panthers really prepared him for this moment.
Right.
I think it really prepared him to defend his country and to make these decisions. So, at one point there's a scene of Tim Riggins and he's been shot and he's like got his pants off. So you just see his legs. And Perry said, I'm going to be honest, those legs don't look like a star running back's legs. Well, that's fair.
Maybe a little underdeveloped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, if you want to watch something that that your husband will love, I'm going to tell you that Terminalist Dark Wolf, and it really was, it did have me on the edge of my seat. And so it was really good and really well done. So, and I loved seeing Tim Riggins, you know, he's one of my all-time favorites.
Well,
so
sure.
There you have it.
Stands to reason.
You have been, I feel like you've had a week of travel and things and all kinds
of stuff.
I have
had a week. And it was funny because Alex was over here, I guess it, I can't remember. Maybe it was the beginning of the week, though. He had come by for something and we were talking about it being his last semester of college. And we were talking about my week and how even now my week was very connected to my college years, about how, mm-hmm. you know, like, yes, it's the end of a chapter of your life, but in so many ways, this chapter continues to, you know, like it doesn't close. Mm-hmm. And so because Tuesday of last week, my friend Emma Kate's daddy passed away and I went to his funeral in Hamilton, Alabama, and it was just the sweetest day. He was such just a giant of a man and just had an enormous impact on so many people's lives. And it was really sweet to see all the people who came for visitation, all the people at the funeral, and then to hear his grandchildren speak about him. Emma Kate spoke about him. Her sister Molly's husband spoke about him at the funeral. It was just, it was so
I love that.
Touching and encouraging and tender, and what a gift to have gotten to know him over the course of really my, you know, my whole adult life. And so that was just a really sweet day, really sweet time. Mm-hmm. And then this past weekend, I went to Mobile because another one of our friends from college, Catherine, her daughter got married. Mm-hmm. And I met three of my college friends in Mobile for that wedding. David always goes on a guy's trip on this particular weekend in January. And so he was out of town and it turned out that everybody else's husbands had stuff happening. And so we just said, well, we can just meet and go together. And I would like to recommend that as a wedding strategy. Go with your girlfriends. We had ourselves a ball. We had the best time. Mm-hmm. The wedding was absolutely gorgeous. Catherine's daughter, Ann Mason, was the most gorgeous bride. And it was just, it was fantastic start to finish. We had the best time. We laughed. I told David when I got home, I was like, good grief. Like the way we laughed. And it, you know, it was just, so fun. And so I got home from that yesterday. And when I got home, Jackson was here and, he came to watch the NFL, the final playoff games on the big TV.
Oh yeah.
Well, and so, and they didn't even hear me come in. He and David were in the living room and they had that subwoofer cranked up in the floor, you know, and so they didn't even hear nothing. They didn't know I was here. No. Anyway, then Alex came over, and then, so I got in the kitchen and I fried some chicken and I made twice baked potatoes and I roasted some asparagus and I stopped at Rouse's in Mobile at a grocery store to get king cakes. Because Publix will have king cakes occasionally here. I mean, I feel like we'll get them a little bit like maybe like post-Lent.
Yeah.
But I mean, not post-Lent, but post-Fat Tuesday. We'll get them here. And so anyway, I stopped and got king cakes. And so we had a great supper and king cake. And then they went back to their house and now I am here in my pajamas recording the podcast. So
okay. What a time. You've traveled a lot of miles. You've done a lot of stuff.
Yes.
That is, you talking about Emma Kate's daddy though, it made me think. So I'm reading right now. I'm going through every morning. I read a little bit. I'm reading Practice in the Way by John Mark Comer.
Yes. And that Travis recommended to us.
That Travis recommended at the live show. And I am loving it. It's so good. And I really recommend reading it slow. I'm glad it's not something I'm just like going to sit down and read. Cause I think it's like you have to process different things. But he talks about living for your resume versus living for your eulogy.
Yeah.
And like that your resume is, you know, your accomplishments and all these things, but your eulogy is how people will remember you and the things they remember. And I don't know, it just really has stuck with me. It's resonated like just the character and who you are. And so it sounds like that's who Emma Kate's. And when I read his obituary that she posted, I was like, well, this is lovely. You know, like what a lovely tribute to someone.
Well, Emma Kate has always, I mean, I can remember, I was telling Molly, her sister's mother-in-law at the funeral, I said, I can remember hearing Emma Kate on the phone with Molly when Molly was still in high school. Mm-hmm. And Emma Kate has always said, like, her daddy, when we were in college, he took that book, Everything I Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Do you remember when that was all the rage?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He took that thing and he annotated it for Emma Kate. And what I mean is he went through it and page by page, he added his thoughts to every one of those thoughts.
Wow.
And it was all about the way that you treat people, you honor people, the ways that you try your best to set an example. Like, it was just, he was very, very intentional with that stuff. And it, and he talked about it a lot, you know, like it was, he was sort of the first person I knew personally who talked about leadership just like it's like a supper time topic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really meant a lot to him. And he was involved in a lot of different worlds in terms of business and all that kind of stuff. And so our friend McCray, who works at Auburn, has known him pretty much her whole life through a particular brand of cattle that he bred and showed and all that kind of stuff. And so, and she was part of the same world. And so I sat next to McCray at the funeral. And one of the things that she said was, you know, just how he, just because of his sort of natural interest in people, and he liked to ask questions, he liked to kind of understand what made you tick. You know, he just became a huge influence in her life.
Yeah.
And just because he was interested. And so I loved hearing Emma Kate's boys and Molly's older son. I loved hearing them talk about the things that they learned from him that they will carry with them for the rest of their lives. And they'll, you know, I don't know. You just, you see this, like, it's like a generational torch.
Yeah. It's what legacy, it's like what legacy looks like.
Yeah. You know? And I've always seen it in Emma Kate, because what I was trying to say before I got sidetracked was that I can remember hearing her on the phone with Molly, and I don't know what they were talking about at the time, but I remember her saying, "Molly, you are a pain," which was her maiden name. You know, like, her daddy had instilled such respect and pride in her about being a person of intention and kind of living on mission and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I've seen it in her as long as I've known her. But then to see it in her children and to see it in Molly's children and to see what it meant to them, like, it gives me chill bumps now. I just, it was really, really, really special. And I I'm so grateful that I got to just sit and be reminded of all that stuff all over again. Cause I've gotten to spend some time with her daddy over the course of the last year. And, every time, you know, he's just full of questions every time. Yeah. So, and one of my favorite things, last Christmas, I got to take my daddy to see her daddy. And so Bobby and Delmo, and it was the sweetest thing, because they've seen each other, like, at basketball games and stuff.
Yeah.
But I've thought about that so many times, and I'm glad we were able to get them together. Like, you know,
I love that. It was funny that you say that about college friends, because I thought this weekend Caroline went to go see, Caroline's got two other friends named Caroline, but she went to go see one of the other Carolines.
Listen, yes, I'm always a little confused, but you're real good about clarifying it with the last name.
Yeah. 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 So, but she went to go see one of her Carolines who's graduated from A&M and is now living in Austin. And I was like, oh, this is, and like, she had the best weekend, and like, they had so much fun together and just, you know, did lots of little grown up, went and shopped together and did stuff. And I was like, oh, this is the beginning of like what that looks like post. And she was like, well, then Caroline said, you know, if I ended up getting a job in Austin, we could live together. And I'm like, oh, these are like fun years to see where the trajectory of the friendships you build in college continues to grow and reap rewards. And those are people that'll just be in your life forever, you know?
I know. So the best.
Very sweet. So meanwhile, I'm going to tell you what I was doing here.
Okay.
I don't want y'all to be jealous. So last week was really, I really marinated in a lot of nothing last week is what happened. I just didn't have a whole lot going on. And so, I mean, I kind of did my normal day-to-day stuff, but on Saturday, Perry was gone. The dogs were gone. It was the first time I'd been alone in my house in some time that I could remember. Mm-hmm. And listen, it is a whole different deal, because I feel like when Mabel's home, more so Piper will just relax. Mabel is going to follow me everywhere I go and stand and look at me the whole time. And so it's equivalent to, it feels like when you had a toddler, you know, mm-hmm. you look up and she's just staring at you. So to have all this time, so I really enjoyed my time alone on Saturday. And I knew I was going over, I went over to Gully's Saturday evening to watch the A&M Texas basketball game, which was a lot of fun. But I decided, I've done my closet clean out, but I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try on every single pair of my jeans that I have hanging in my closet.
Oh,
because wow. As y'all know, I'm on a jean journey right now, trying yes. to figure out what I like and what I don't. And I'm going to tell you that I encourage everybody out there, if you want a challenge for yourself, go try on every pair of jeans that you have on in your closet.
I don't want to.
I'm going to tell you, it clarified some things for me. It helped me assess some situations.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Jeans that I had held on to. I have had these like cut from the cloth. Like I think they were called the Catherine boyfriend jean.
I had Catherine boyfriend jeans. I certainly did. Mm-hmm.
That I loved. And I've kept them because I'm like, oh no, I love those jeans. But when I tried them on, I'm going to tell you that number one, they were lower than what I remembered. Mm-hmm. And that low rise journey is no longer for me, not okay. to that extent. And then the legs were so much more tapered. Like I remember them being more of a, but I think jeans, the legs have gotten so wide. And when you cuff them, the cuffs are even so wide.
Yes.
But to put on some of these jeans that were different from that, I was like, well, this is jarring. Like this.
Those Catherine boyfriend jeans really, I mean, I feel like from say 2012.
Mm-hmm.
To 2016, they were a real go-to for me.
Same. And they felt very modern at the time.
Yes.
Because it was the beginning of something different than a skinny jean. But I'm going to tell you that they're no longer what you think that they
okay.
were. I also feel like when I tried on jeans, I had several pairs of jeans that had big holes in both the knees. And mm-hmm. I thought, I'm not sure why we ever did this, but this looks stupid to just right. have your kneecaps just out. This doesn't work anymore. So I did that. I also tried on, and I was very sad, and you're going to know exactly what jeans I'm talking about. I bought them at Sundance. Laura Tremaine ended up posting about them.
Yes.
Beth has them. They're like those kind of sailor. They're kind of retro with the pockets.
You vowed when you got those that they yeah. were capital T, capital H, capital E, mm-hmm. best wide leg jeans.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, they are not wide leg. They're a flare at the bottom, but they are very fitted. And listen, I saved them because I feel like they're a style that could be real retro someday if like Caroline wanted to pull them out, or maybe, I don't know, I want to pull them out. I don't know. So I didn't get rid of them, but I was okay. like, I'm not going to put these on. Like I'm not, they don't feel current. You know okay. what I mean? Like
you have to feel current, Melanie.
Yeah, I do have to feel current. But
who
sadly,
would you be if you didn't feel current?
Well, but sadly, because I was with my friend Amy, my other friend Amy, and we were talking. I'm like Caroline. Caroline's got Caroline's. I collect Amy's. I collect Amy's. She collects Caroline's. But I said, because she has a daughter who's in college too, and I said, what does she wear? And we said they all wear those big wide leg, whatever, but they wear them with real tight little tiny tops.
That's
so
it
looks cute, but that's not going to be our particular journey as
exactly
women
right.
in our 50s.
It's a different deal.
It is. And so I'm like, anyway, all that to say, I don't know that I can offer you any more clarity on jeans post trying them on. I did manage, there were two pairs that I was like, these need to go. I had a pair of Able jeans that I had years ago that I was like, these are done. I'm never wearing these. I had a pair of Pilcro jeans that I was like, these aren't going to fit. Listen, I saved every one of those Free People penny flares, though, because I was like, I love them so much. And am I going to wear
them? The jean of your heart.
Uh-huh. It is. That's the jean I want to wear. And I have a maroon pair. And that was the other thing is I probably ended up keeping four different pairs of maroon pant variations because mm-hmm. I'm like, that's what happens when your school is maroon, because I have these and am I going to wear them? Probably not, but I've got them, you know?
Right. Right.
So
yeah.
Anyway, that was my journey
okay,
there.
Okay. I'm proud of you for doing that. I think I have landed. I'm just going to stick with straight leg right now. I'm just going to go straight
okay.
leg. And maybe
I think that's a good journey.
A straight leg with a cuff. It can be a straight, but I'm just going to go with a straight leg because I feel And I do have, what are those jeans that we both have that are Pilcro that have the frayed bottom that are kind
the Addy mid-rise. I did say those. I love those.
I do love those jeans. Mm-hmm. And they're so comfortable. And so mm-hmm. that is a pair of wide leg jeans that I will continue to wear. But I think mostly I'm just going to try to just stick with the straight leg cinch. I don't know. It's a lot to decipher and decode.
It really is. And after all that, then when I like went to get dressed for church yesterday, I was like, I don't want to wear jeans. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I was like, it just goes back to, and it was cold, but I was like, I don't want to wear jeans. They're not comfortable. And so, anyway, I don't know where that's going to lead. I did find a pair. I was like, when you start to go through, because I was like, well, what are these? And I do have these black, like risen straight legs that have a frayed kind of cropped. And I was like, well, these are real cute. And I'd forgot that I even owned them. So
I don't know that I've ever seen those.
Well, I don't know that I've ever worn them. I think that I bought them like a year ago or so. And then I kind of forgot about them. So anyway, so I'll be pulling those out and putting them into rotation because they are, that Risen brand is super comfortable because it's real stretchy.
I don't even know if I know that brand. It's like you've introduced a whole new set of information. I have no idea, but I'm going to have to investigate.
Yeah, I bought them on that Social Threads website carries them.
Okay.
And I like them because they're they're like usually a $75 pair of jeans.
Oh, okay.
But they come in lots of washes. I always think they fit great. You usually have to size down one in them because they do have so much stretch, which, you know, feels good. Anyway, they're cute. So I found those and then I kind of made some hard decisions about some other ones. But listen, those the Free People will continue to remain because I'm like, but what if I want these and I can't find them again?
Yeah.
So but it made me think about like my meemaw used to always have these like polyester pants with an elastic waistband that she had in multiple different colors that kind of had a bell bottom at the bottom. And she always wore those with. And I thought, is that someday going to be my grandkids and be like, my meemaw just puts on those some sort of penny flare jeans that she says were real big in the 2020s.
Listen, meemaw, I think have at it.
Yeah, listen, it's my journey. So that's it. And that's Gully and I were laughing about how when do you get to the age where you start to realize, like, I think maybe this is dated, but I don't care anymore. Like Gully said, she's got this darling and it's super cute. Like above her kitchen windows, it spells out like in script. So it's not like a wooden sign. It's like metal letters that says gather in all red. And mm-hmm. she said that she saw some Instagram reel that was like, if you have something in your house that says gather, you need to get rid of it.
I know. Well, you know what happened? I was thinking about this. If you ask me, how long have you had this particular set of linens on your guest room bed?
Yes.
I would say like 3 years. I don't mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. And then I was going back through old pictures sometime at the end of the year. And I thought, oh, no, actually. Now, I've replaced the comforter because it's just white. But I thought, no, actually, I've had this set up for about 10 years. It's because time gets away from you and you don't appreciate how long you've had it. And so, you sort of lose your, like, here's what I'm not doing. I'm not out in the shops trying to keep my finger on the pulse of home trends, right?
No, mm-mm, me neither.
And so, whereas there was a time in my life where I very much was, because it was mm-hmm. all sort of like aspirationally, here's what I would like to have. Yeah. Then I felt like when you kind of get your house settled, you sort of settle in and you think, well, you know, this is good enough. Yeah. And so it's tricky to try. And I also am just, I can't stress this enough. I have a hard time, even in some stores that I have traditionally loved, mm-hmm. because I don't want one more thing to come into this house. I don't want one more little like thing to set on a table. I don't want one more plate. Mm-mm. I don't want one more fork. It's enough. And so I think when you get in that mode too, it makes it hard to sort of keep a fresh eye for maybe where you can refresh a little bit.
That's it. It does. And I think you just get to a point, because we were saying, because then they were talking about how, because Gully was like, then that sent me down a rabbit trail where people were like, white walls are out. Like, you, white is out. And I was like, so is this going to be like how we were like, oh, my grandma's had that avocado green refrigerator, yes, and Harvest Gold and whatever. Or our kids or our grandkids going to be like, and I mean, her house is just white. Everything's, her walls are white. You know, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. But there again, I don't care enough to change it. But I even had that because, you know, everybody's going back to 2016 pictures.
Yeah.
And I had that same thing with clothes where I was like, oh, I had that dress on 10 years ago, so I can probably get rid of it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you forget how long it's been, because I wouldn't have said that. But it made me have to evaluate that too.
Well, I think, though, you're in good shape because you have given your living room a new look over the last year, your dining room a new look over the last year. Like, you're pretty hipping with it, Melanie Schenkel.
Well, it may be the last time, you know, like this may be.
Well, that's sad.
It's my papa used to always say, this might be my last Christmas with you kids. This can be me. That might be my last. That was my last hurrah.
I remember one time I was with Daddy, and this was back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I think Daddy, maybe it was the 90s. I don't know. He was around 60. And keep in mind, y'all, my daddy is 93. He will be 94 in April. I was with him. He bought a Buick Park Avenue. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I was with him when he picked it up. And we were driving off the lot. And I said, Daddy, this is such a pretty car. And he said, well, might be the last one I ever buy. And I was like, well, that took a turn.
My dad says that. He always is like, this is probably going to be my last car. And I'm like, wow, that is...
Come on.
That's depressing. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I thought the other day, I was like, I don't know that I would go through trouble. Because like right now, my kitchen, all the cabinets are white. But looking back at pictures, I was like, wow, that was 2017 when we did this. I would have said we did it 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So it gets away from you. But I was like, I still like it. So just because everybody's now saying you've got to paint your cabinets, whatever color the color is. And I saw something the other day that said cherry wood's coming back. And I thought, no, thank you.
No, I am not interested in that journey. No, thank you.
That trend can pass me right on by.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just think sometimes maybe we get to an age where you're just like, you know what I like. And so I don't care.
I think maybe I'm there. I think. Yeah. Maybe that's where I am.
I have arrived.
Yes, I have arrived at that destination for sure.
Yes. Leave me alone in my penny flare jeans and my white walls. This is where I'm going to stay.
That's exactly right. And my white kitchen cabinets.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so is it time for five favorites, speaking of?
Five favorites. I'm going to kick us off with something that's a little bit more expensive than what I typically put on five favorites, but okay. I have to share it. And that is a dress that I wore it this past weekend. It is my favorite dress in some time from a brand that is new to me, but it's no doubt going to become a favorite. So
listen, that dress was fantastic. You had told me about it ahead of time, but when I saw the pictures of you, I was like, I was not prepared for how fantastic it looked out in the wild. It's
thank you so much.
Gorgeous.
So this dress is from a brand called House of MBR. Now, those are the initials of the designer. Mm-hmm. And so I've done a little reading and research. I don't know a ton about this, but I do know that this designer is from North Carolina and that all her clothes are made in the U.S. And so that's why I want to tell y'all a story about this real quick. So I found this dress back in the fall and I sent it to Melanie and I said, can I wear this to a black tie wedding? Because I knew I was going to Ann Mason's wedding. And you said, yes, I think you can. And so It looks like it's a silk shantung, but it's not silk. It's a really gorgeous fabric. But when this thing came in, I was like, my mama would have had a fit over this just because of how beautifully it's made. Mm-hmm. And it was it's lined in this pink kind of satiny fabric. I did not have to wear a slip underneath it. Like, it's so beautifully constructed, and I wanted to wear something that was brighter. I didn't necessarily want to wear a dark dress. And so I just love it. I'm so happy to have it. I was telling Steph about it when we went to Auburn a couple of weeks ago. And by the way, this dress, there's a code where you can get it for 50% off.
So yeah, their whole site all of a sudden is now 50% off.
Yeah. And it's a great deal. Now I think mine's out of stock, but look at the other stuff. Because I got it for a little on sale. But what I love about this line is that it's all so feminine in terms of like the fabrics, and there's color, which I always prefer color over something that's neutral. But the designs aren't fussy. Like the designs aren't complicated. They're not tricky. And so when I tell you that I slipped this thing over my head and I was ready to go, Elise did tie the bow for me. But like it just, it's fantastic. And so I'm so happy to know about this brand and to be able to kind of follow with what's coming up, because I think this is the kind of thing when I need a dressy item of clothing, this is the kind of thing I love. So
yeah, is beautiful. It was so pretty.
It was so fun to wear. And I think anytime you can say that, and listen, I don't think it'll ever go out of style. I think I'll have it for the rest of my life, you know? So okay, so adjacent to that is the fact that I realized a couple of days before, I was like, oh, I need a bag. I need a little evening bag.
Yeah.
So I went by my sister's and got a couple of hers. But then when I started trying to think about what all I needed to carry, I was like, I don't know if I can get it all in here. And so I got on Amazon and I found this little evening bag, and I think it's the cutest thing. And I had my phone, I had a small hairbrush in there, I had my lipstick, I had my like my debit card license. It held everything I needed it to.
This is darling.
Isn't it cute?
It's so cute.
Yes, I loved carrying it. And it comes in a lot of different little configurations in terms of colors. But of course, again, you know, I'm a sucker for color. So, and I even had a moment where I was like, I'm wearing a bright dress. Is this too much? And I thought, I don't care. This is who I am.
No, it's really cute.
So if anybody needs an evening bag, I would just like to say Amazon came through. It was next day delivery. It came in clutch, if I could just use a pun.
And look at you.
Wasn't that good? And it was a fun little addition to my whole situation that I had for the wedding. So
cute. Listen, I just added that to cart.
Yeah, it's so good. That's great. And then if we could take a hard left.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago, David had, we couldn't figure out what was going on with his eyes. He was having some trouble. He'd gone to the eye doctor. They were so, so, so irritated. And so they were trying to weed out if it could be allergies or something. And so they said, probably a good idea to take all your towels and your sheets and to get all the scent out of them, like any. Well, listen, we're fully back in our laundry sauce ways, but for just a little bit while they were trying to get his eyes settled down, they said just take all the scent out. So we got like a fragrance free detergent, and then they recommended that we add the 40 mutein borax to it. So I ordered the borax. Listen, it gets your towels so clean. And if you've had, you know, again, the stuff that we have for a long time in our houses, and we forget we can get new things, you know, like towels. And so, you know, your towels can get sort of dingy after a time. And I've seen different videos where people put all their towels in a bathtub and they strip them, you know, using borax or whatever. But anyway, I put all our towels in the wash and with the borax in there, and then put it on like an extra soak cycle. And it really worked, like to get the scent out. I don't know, it just gave them a good little refresh. So I just bought more borax. Like I really like having it to put in with our stuff that smells great. So he was not in fact allergic to scent, but it helped us eliminate it. So,
that's good to know.
The next thing, I have thought about you every single time I have used this.
When I saw this on your list, because I have come so close to ordering this, and today is going to be the day, I can already tell you, but I want to know more.
It is a lymphatic contour face brush. And a couple of people have messaged me to say, like, hey, I think you would like this. Plus, then, you know, once I've interacted with it, then it's come up in different ways on my social media.
Of course.
This is a little face brush. I am obsessed with this thing.
Oh, tell. Do tell.
So in the morning, here's what I like to do. When I wake up, you know, I put some water on my face. I blot it dry. I fix my coffee. I get out my lymphatic contour face brush, manual lymphatic drainage massager.
Yes.
Ergonomic facial cleansing brush. And I take it and I massage under each one of my eyes. And I was so surprised to realize that when I did this first thing in the morning, my under eye area actually tingled.
Really?
Yes. It was like it was waking it up, you know, just telling everything, hey, you can move on out.
And interesting.
So I do it under my eyes. I mean, not like tingle like a lot, but just like you can just feel everything sort of waking up.
Yeah.
And then I do it underneath my eyebrows. I massage up there. I like this better than the roller thing.
Okay.
Because it feels a little exfoliating too, you know, because it's like it's a little bit of a dry brush. So I do it under my eyes. I probably do it like 20 times under each eye. And then I do it up under my eyebrows to do a little lift. And then I do it around my jawline. And I just sit and drink coffee and just massage. But Tracy happened to be in our hotel room this weekend when I was I guess it was Saturday morning when I was doing this. And she said, hey, I think that's rubbing something on your face when you're doing it. I think there must be something on the brush. And Elise was sitting closer to me and she said, no, that's called her circulation. Like,
Oh. Fascinating.
Because it's like the blood starts flowing in your face. And so like I get pretty rosy when I do it because it's like the blood is moving, it is flowing. And then my sinuses start to drain. Like it really, I don't know.
So it really does make stuff start
makes stuff move. It's just, but it calms down. I mean, I think probably it's no different than if you put, I mean, maybe it's a little different, but you know, if you put eye patches with some sort of cooling something under, but I like this thing. I like the way it exfoliates. I like everything about it. And it's less than $10. But okay. I'm a big fan.
It's going to be here to me tomorrow before 7 a.m. So I've debated it. I've thought about it. I'm like, do I need one more thing to do to my face? But I think the answer is yes, I do.
Well, you do. You know? And I like this because really I can drink coffee and just sit. It's mindless, right?
Yeah.
But it does help me feel like it helps me wake my face up, which as you know, is a whole process at this stage in life. You don't just roll out of bed and go anywhere.
No, you don't. Mm-mm. You don't.
So I like that it really helps. I like the way it makes my face feel when I use it. And then my word, this is a weird list of things. Here's the last thing. I'm just as sorry, but this is where I am.
This is what we do.
Okay. So I've talked about the armoire that we are in the process of getting rid of in our guest room. So then I needed something to go on that wall where we can put the television that we're having to move out of the living room because we got the new giant television.
Yeah.
And so there'll be a television in that room. And I was like, I don't want to spend a bunch of money. I'm not interested in some like, you know, involved furniture search. And so I ordered, it's a rattan sideboard buffet cabinet with storage. Wooden cabinet with four doors. Kitchen console table. It's so cute. Sounds bizarre to say, but because it has the doors, you can put things in it too. And I wasn't really looking for that. It's a great like guest room piece. I mean, it would be cute anywhere. And it comes in different finishes. So I got the walnut and it's real like, and it was, when I got it, it was $158. It's gone up a little bit price wise since then, but it's still less than $200. And you have to assemble it a little bit, but if you want something that's sturdy and practical and great to put a television on, I told somebody recently, I'm sort of past the point again, if I'm at home in Birmingham, I love at home, in Homewood. And I will sometimes be in there and find stuff I really love and think, yes, I need that in my house. But by and large, when I want something utilitarian, how can I get that in a very easy way? And so I ordered this from Walmart. I love the rattan. I love the, now listen, y'all, this is not any kind of, you know,
No, it's not an heirloom piece of furniture.
This is not an heirloom piece of furniture. That's a good way to say it. But this is a great practical piece of furniture that will give you a little extra storage. And it's sturdy as all get out. So, and it's not expensive. So there you have it.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I think it's darling. I can't wait to see the whole finished thing when you finish.
Well,
Lord willing. I think this is a great list of favorites today.
Thank you. I mean, you know, life is an adventure. It is full of different needs for different occasions. So
different things.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Different reasons, different seasons, you know?
That is correct, Fernando Mendoza. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. all right, y'all. Well, we're going to get ready for the, I guess, the national championship game. Are you cooking tonight? Are you doing anything special?
No, we're going over to Brandon and Aaron's tonight and meeting Captain Dave.
Fine.
Yes. So I know. So I think we've all agreed it's only going to be a first half situation, you know?
Yes. Like,
but we're just going to go for the first half. But I think we're going to go over early because it's so pretty. We're going to set out on their back patio, kind of catch up. We haven't been
together. And Brandon's going to make you a martini.
Probably. Yes. Mm-hmm. That odds feel good. And then we'll watch the first half. And then we said we're wearing lounge clothes. So it is a come as you are situation. And then we'll all go home and watch the second half in our own houses. But that's what we're doing. What are y'all doing?
We're just going to be here. Okay. I have Pilates at 6:30. So I'm going to do that. And then, but I'm going to make taco soup. And so since I have Pilates, I'm taking taco soup to my sister and Barry for their...
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. And then I got them a king cake yesterday. But we'll just be here. So it'll just be us. And I think it'll... hopefully, it'll be a fun victory for the Indiana Hoosiers. But I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. So, all right. Well, y'all, we will see you back here next week.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.